Whether you lived or died that day depended on where you were in the towers.
There were four people who were able to get out of the buildings from above impact.
Brian Clark, a vice president at Eurobrokers on the 84th floor of Tower 2, was one of them.
Down we went just three floors to the 81st floor. We were confronted by a heavyset woman coming up from below. And she just insisted that we go higher to get fresh air. There's flames and smoke down below.
But Clark heard a voice.
They were sort of saying, "Help, help, I'm buried. I can't breathe. Is anyone there?"
It was Stanley Pramnath.
Finally, when I got to him and the light sort of went on his eyes, he said, "Hallelujah, I've been saved."
In the decades since, Clark and Pramnath, now a pastor, have spent countless hours telling their tale of survival to churches, schools, businesses, and charity groups.
And it's a small price to pay for being alive. I'm just grateful. Boy, it's sort of easy to do, and I'm happy to do it.
Marla Diamond, WCBS 880 News. Brian Clark's South Tower office was three floors above the impact zone. He was a fire marshal and headed to the stairwell closest to his desk.
I can't explain it, but there was like this push on my right shoulder that steered me around to the left, and there was nobody there. It was just a very strange feeling, and around I went to the left and entered stairway A.
It was his first right move. His second was pausing to save a stranger on the 81st floor, Stanley Pramnath, even though a woman in the stairwell told Clark and his co-workers to head higher for fresh air.
And I have this very clear images of my friends and the strange woman and her traveling companion, all of them starting up the stairs, and they all died that day.
A week later, a co-worker came to Clark in a dream.
And this feeling suddenly swept over me that Jose's fine, my co-workers are fine, and any doubts I had about my faith just evaporated.
In the decades since, Clark and Pramnath have made it their mission to tell their story to anyone who needs spiritual uplifting. In Clark's words, it's a small price to pay for being alive. Marla Diamond, WCBS 880 News.